When Cassie released her 20-page manifesto about pretty much, you can say, scathing admissions between her in her relationship with Diddy, we had no idea that this would play out pretty much for the world to see. Earlier today, CNN and my sources, which is a good girl, which is my homegirl, gave me pretty much a what took place in that video. I'm not, if you're a survivor of domestic violence, this may have triggered you. Even if domestic violence hasn't happened to you, I would never put that on someone, but to watch that video, it couldn't have left you more disheartened, shocked, angry, saddened. It would have left you in peril, the emotions you would have gone through seeing that video. Hey, you guys, it's your girl Miss Natty, of course, and this is Natty's World, and we're just breaking in news about this. I mean, it's been all over the internet since it came out, and CNN was the first station to get a copy of what happened back in March of 2016. This went down. But this also, like I said, this also was included in Cassie's manifesto of the allegations alleged against Diddy and their almost close to 10-year relationship. So again, if you saw that footage and it didn't strike a nerve with you, it should have. In that video, you clearly can see that she was walking towards the elevator. She's walking towards the elevator getting on. Diddy was pretty much back in the hotel room. He was pretty much incoherent. He was drunk, okay? He woke up out of his sleep to find out that she was gone. He came raging out of the room, screaming and yelling. You clearly see he grabs her behind her head, throws her to the ground, fictitiously and attacking her, kicking her, stomping her. Right, picks up her stuff, snatches her again, and drags her back to the room. Almost there. After that stops, she gets up, she goes towards the phone to call for help. He's literally throwing glass and vases and all that things at her. So this pretty much falls in line, or not even saying it goes right with what she was saying at the time that took place. And not only that, the rapes, the sex trafficking, the drugging, everything played into that. And you clearly see that on that tape. It pretty much it also said that in the manifesto, it also left her a black eye. She had visible bruises, a black eye, the whole nine yards. This young one, Cassie, had the energy, the bravery, and the nerve to just step up and say, enough is enough. Let me get this out. I need to get this out for my sanity. Not my safety, but my sanity. Many people in the industry have been talking about Diddy from the very beginning. Let's go back there. We're talking from Wendy Williams. She started it. Freddie P from the disband group The Band. Many more in the industry, even certain rappers have been coming out saying about Diddy's situation. But with Cassie pretty much coming to the forefront and pretty much letting that manifesto case releasing that 20-page manifesto that happened last year in November, which led to him being which pretty much had the feds knocking at his door back in March, when the feds came to the door and the Homeland Security came and raided not one but two out of the three houses up in California and Miami. Diddy has been doing dirt since the 90s. We can sit here and pretend and act like it never happened, but it happened. We're talking about lots of people that he worked with, lots of artists that he worked with are no longer here, which even wants us to revisit the case of what happened to Kim Porter. Because how does somebody healthy like that just gets up out of here? And the people that are close to her are silenced. And there's plenty of other people out here who probably signed NDAs, disclosures not to speak. And I also forgot to say, Aubrey O'Day has been speaking on him as well. She's been very vocal about him. But like I said, you had Wendy Williams, who came out and said about his jankiness from the very beginning. You had Freddie P, who also came out and said about his jankiness. So it's been a lot of talk. But now with what Cassie pretty much put out there, and now that it's evidence to secure that, and I'm not saying just that, just what she wrote, it's out here for the world to see. And that's even more on that. And let's just swing the damn gates open. Okay? Because this is not, I can't even say this is the end. This is definitely going in. This year alone has been the truth of the truth. And I mean, it's been a truth at all highs. So right now, I'm going to read something from her husband. That's Alex Fine. Ever since Cassie's been married to him, I mean, her life has been on the uptra. I mean, you see her blossoming. She has two beautiful daughters with this man. And I mean, he's been pretty much her guiding light. So I'm going to read a little something that he wrote. He said, men who hit women aren't men. Men are enabled, and men who enable it and protect these people aren't men. As men, violence against women should be inevitable. Check your brothers, your friends, and your family. Our daughters, sisters, mothers, and wives should feel protected and loved. Hold the women in your life with the utmost regard. Men who hurt women hate women. To all the survivors, find the men and women who help and love. To the survivors, your stories are real and people believe you. To all the survivors, you are not alone. And there are men and women who care only for your well-being and safety. We want you to succeed and flourish. To all women and children, I'm sorry. You live in a world you're not protected and you don't feel equal. I want to raise my daughters in a world that they feel safe and loved. To the abusers, you're done. You're not safe anymore. You're not protected anymore. The men by your side are just as weak, and you're miserable with yourself. That would be considered a kindness. Stop violence against women. This is what Alex posted. He didn't only post it. He posted this back then, but he also reiterated it today. And he pretty much listed a number for the domestic violence hotline. If you guys don't know it, I'll tell it to you. It's 800-799-7233. Again, that's 800-799-7233. Violence against anybody is not all right. It's not okay. Violence can indicate anything. Abuse can indicate anything. It just doesn't have to be with the physicalness of it. It could be someone berating you, someone putting you down. That's abuse. Someone taking your money, cutting up your assets. That's abuse. You're not being fed or wanting to go eat something and they're telling you no, or cutting it off, or storing it or hiding it. That's abuse. No man or woman should be able to put their hands on someone. Unless you're not putting your hands out there to hug them, you don't get the right to do that. And for people who think that that's okay, it's not. And again, you guys find the satisfaction to remind Chris Brown every day of what he did to Rihanna. Y'all need to also remind the diddler about what he's done to Cassie and others who have been silenced and who've been quiet. And then men also. And not saying that domestic violence and abuse doesn't happen towards women. It doesn't happen towards men. It does. It's just not talked about as much or as needed. And it's an equal share. And that goes for children too. There's children that are abused as well. Abuse is not okay. It was irreprehensible. It's not okay. And I'm not sure if this is statistic, but it's true. It takes a woman over 10 times to leave her abuser. 10 times. You've heard the stories about women leaving abusive relationships and they don't make it. You hear that their spouse, child's father, fiance, etc., etc., kills them and themselves. Or goes and gets her family members and kills them too. Because they're the ones stepping in to help that person. They're stepping in to help their loved one escape. It's not love. That's not how love is supposed to be. A person is going to love you good, bad, or indifferent. They're not going to love you to hurt you. They're not going to love you to kill you. They're going to love to uplift you and protect and guide and be understanding and be an anchor when the world out here is a goddamn storm. That's love. But also, you have to learn to love yourself. Learn and understand your worth. Understand your value. You are supposed to be loved, but first, that love is you. That comes from you. People say just because they watched abuse grow up, it's pretty much embedded, and then they go and do something like that to someone else. No, it isn't. You weren't protected to not be a part of that. You were told that was wrong, because it's not right. It's not right. Not right at all. And I agree with him. People that protect those folks that do that are just as wrong as they're just as wrong, because you're turning a blind eye to what's wrong. That's wrong, and not standing up for what's right. Like I said, I've never been a part of that world where, you know, domestic violence has happened to me, but I know some people who dealt with that, and it's not easy. And it feels like it hasn't happened that with you, you're going through it with someone else who's been there, who's in that, and it's a trigger for them. And then there's the aftermath about that, with them receiving the help and the therapy and just building themselves up from ground zero, because someone has tarnished and broken it down to barely nothing. And let's be honest, he definitely got to go to jail and do more than that. And hell have no scorn like Karma's Fury, because Karma's a bitch. He needs to be in jail somewhere, because this is ridiculous. And like I said, if we're going to play the national double standard, then it has to be on everybody. We just can't do it one time and just hold this person accountable and not hold everybody accountable. Violence is wrong, no matter who it is. No matter. We can't turn the blind eye to it. You've seen on certain music videos about domestic violence and how it's wrong. You see on these shows like Snapped and For My Man and other programs that talk about mysteries and killers and things of that nature that do put out there at the end of the showing. Abuse is not okay. You have hotlines here. You know what I'm saying? It's again, no one is going to tell you that you're wrong. This is something that you have to feel in your heart that is wrong for you. And whenever you get the chance to stand up for yourself, whenever, it could take a million times. As long as you know in your heart of hearts that you're doing the right thing, there's nothing wrong with that. And who gives a fuck what anybody else has to say? Because you're not in that person's shoes. You're not in that person's predicament. You're not them. And they're not you. It's one thing when people say, oh, I would have did X, Y, and Z. You can't say that unless you're in that moment. And sometimes when you're in that moment, that light bulb may not hit you instantly. It may hit you close to the fact of where, okay, enough is enough. I can't take it. Or your livelihood or your life is in danger. And now you must take strict. Pardon that. That to me is just, like I said, just seeing that video was just, it was a range of emotions. A range of emotions. That's all I can say. It went from anger to straight disheartening. And it was just, wow. Like, he really needs to be under a fucking jail. But before he get there, he need like a grand old ass kicking fashion. You feel me? He needs a good fuck up. Like, for real. Like, one big for real. And then for those who say that she's out here for a check, she's just saying that just to say that. How do you feel today when you see that tape? How do you feel now? And that go for certain others who were talking about she's out here for a check and where we have to save the black man and all this other nonsense. How do you feel today? How do you feel right now? Have you seen the tape? It's all over social media. It's all over the news. How do you feel right now? Silence, right? Same energy. Keep that energy. Because again, before you go running off at the mouth and saying that there's another person trying to tie the black man down and she's out here for a check, learn to shut the hell up. Learn to give all the evidence first and just sit back and wait until everything comes out. Because that's always how it happens. Where there's smoke, what they say, there's fire. What they say, what goes on in the dark, damn sure don't do come to the light. And this is out here. It ain't no darkness no more. It's light. And bam, here it is. And bin, here it is. And it was a matter of time. And this is not the end. This is not the fucking end. There's more to this. There's so much more. There's so much more. And I hope that people get their justice. And I hope his ass is up. His ass is up Shitty Creek. Oh, there's more. And then his little cronies, they're going down too. And then whoever's he affiliated with out here, oh honey, they ass is number two. Oh, this industry is going the fuck down. We're talking about down with the fucking Titanic. Like, and celebrities are also showing their support for Cassie. That's some coming from Cedric the Entertainer I saw. One half of Erica Campbell from the Mary Marys. And I also seen something that MC Light posted up. And oh my God, I forgot his name. Oh my God, it's not Judge Joe Brown. Don't kill me for this one. Oh my God, his name is on the tip of my tongue. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna get for this one. I'm sorry, but if I don't get his name now, okay, Judge, it's not Judge Alex. Why am I thinking Judge Alex? I forgot his name. Oh my God. Oh, no. But there'll be more supporters that will be supporting her, pretty much. I mean, again, she's got our attention. I mean, and at the end of the day, this definitely is going to be hanging in the court of public opinion. Screw the laws. The laws got time to catch up or whatever, but in the court of public opinion, Diddler, you going down, bruh. You gotta go. You gotta go. Cancel your ass. Something. Cause now folks are gonna put your ass to the fire. Just saying. Now it's pretty much, no one's been saying I told you so to the court of public opinion, but it's in your face. The cash is in your face. What are you gonna do? So it's cute. I wouldn't say cute, I'm sorry. It's very refreshing to hear Alex speak his piece on this, because again, you wouldn't hear something like this coming from someone unless they've been in it. But knowing that this, knowing that her husband has pretty much have been her anchor from the very beginning, and he's seeing that, you know, with him protecting her, and you can see that he's protecting on her, he's loving on her. I mean, she's flourishing and she's doing the things that she's doing, and she's kind of getting back to herself, even though it's going to take a lot to rebuild, especially with what she's been through with her past horror ship. And now that she's in a loving, encouraging relationship where she's being seen, she's being heard, she's being cared for, she's being nurtured, she's being loved, and she has two lovely daughters with this gentleman, with Alex. I mean, come on, skies is definitely the limit for her. So, again, I truly wish Cassie the best, and no matter the triggers, no matter the trauma, no matter anything, at the end of the day, you did what was right for you. Let's talk about that. You did what was right for you in that moment. You had enough. Your enough was enough. And every day you should know that you are enough, because you had enough. You had enough on a horror ship that was horrible for you. That wasn't the love that you deserved. And that was not the love you needed. And you found love within yourself to say, this happened to me. And even though you had to relive that trauma and all that angst all over again, it's out of here. Because now you get to be loved the way you want to be loved. And it's going to be shown real love. And you are that love. And your husband is showing you that. And y'all giving that back to each other and your children. But also you're letting it be known out here that it's okay to have enough. And it's okay to be and tell. Who cares? No matter the circumstances, get it out. Because I know it's probably hard for her to tell and to speak up and say about this. But it was a matter of time. And to anybody going through that, male or female or child, it's okay to talk about it. Speak up about it. You're not alone. It's unfortunate that happened to you. You didn't do anything wrong. Nothing wrong at all. Nothing. And it's okay. And for those who've never been around it, for those who don't understand it, for those who want to judge and critique it, shut up. Shut up. Because if it didn't happen to you, be glad. Because you would never want that to happen to you. Never. Like I said, I've never had that happen to me. But I would never tell someone, oh, you should have spoke up ahead or go, I don't give a shit if it happened to you last week, last year, centuries ago. You're talking about it now. That's what you're supposed to do. You're speaking up on it now. You're being your voice. So somebody else can say, okay, that happened to me too. I'm going to speak about that because I heard what she said and it resonated with me. So I'm going to talk about it. So yeah. But I'm sorry, you guys, that I had to start off like that. But like I said, this has been breaking news all day. When I saw that footage, I was mortified. When my homegirl sent that footage to me, I was even blown out the water because she sent it to me first. And I wasn't able to get it, you know, I wasn't able to, you know, look at it until she told me. And then the news and then the internet, I'm like, whoa. So I had to let this be known. But like I said, and I'm going to just end it off like this. Abuse is not okay. It's not okay. It's not right. No one, and I mean no one, has the right to do that to anyone. I don't care. There are hotlines out here that anybody can, you know, talk to a person if you want to keep it confidential. There's places out here that you also can go to. Again, you guys stay safe, stay strong. We're gonna keep up with this. Oh yeah, Oh yeah, it's out here, honey. You're going down, Diddy. You're going down, bruh. Lady, later.